It's been a year since the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus a global pandemic. As states began to issue stay-at-home orders, businesses, schools, state offices, and correctional facilities throughout the Ohio Valley had to adjust to a new normal in hopes of reducing the spread of COVID-19. Reporter Alana Watson has more on how jails and prisons in our region have handled outbreaks and what is being planned for the future as they continue to battle the COVID-19 pandemic.
When the first coronavirus cases were reported last year, Warren County, Kentucky jailer Stephen Harmon knew there was going to be a COVID-19 outbreak in his jail. He says it was just a matter of when.
We were trying our best to keep it from happening. However, with this many people in, a fairly small spot, we knew that that was going to happen at some point.
New cleaning regimens and masks helped the jail prevent an outbreak until December. Over 300 inmates and about 45 staffers tested positive before the outbreak was contained.
It's difficult because this is a congregate setting and it is overcrowded and there is no ability to truly socially distance.
Crowded jails are a common problem in the region. The Warren County facility has 562 beds. At one point last year, 760 inmates were in the facility. Throughout the Ohio Valley, correctional facilities mandated masks, limited social interaction, and made family visits virtual. They started testing transferred inmates and people with symptoms. Some inmates with nonviolent offenses were released to help with social distancing in already overcrowded jails. Courts in the region placed those inmates on house arrest or on parole. But without a large number of the population being released, facilities still struggled to make space. Since the pandemic started, over 15,000 inmates in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia have tested positive for COVID-19, according to data from the COVID Prison Project. Lauren Brinkley-Rubenstein is the co-founder of the database tracking COVID-19 in jails and prisons. She says the mitigation strategies in place aren't enough to fully protect facilities and surrounding communities.
11 million people in this country cycle through jails in any given year. And so that same risk of bringing that exposure home is equal for staff and people who are incarcerated.
The death toll among inmates so far has been close to 200 in the Ohio Valley. Outbreaks in prisons and jails have accounted for a large number of cases reported in some rural counties, such as Lyon County, Kentucky, and Pleasants County, West Virginia, showing just how vulnerable incarcerated settings are. Betsy Jividen is the commissioner for the Division of Corrections and Rehabilitation in West Virginia. She's hoping states will soon begin prioritizing vaccinations for inmates.
Inmate numbers are in their metrics, and, if and when that time comes, we'll be ready to do it.
Brinkley-Rubenstein with the COVID Prison Project says prioritizing inmate vaccinations can help get the virus under control in correctional facilities.
In places that have surveyed people who are incarcerated and asked if they would be willing to take it, we see much higher rates of acceptance than we might imagine. And I think that's for a number of reasons.
Those reasons include the desire to have family visits again and to alleviate the increased confinement due to COVID safety precautions. So far, Ohio Valley states are vaccinating correctional facility staff, but not most inmates. Medically vulnerable inmates in Ohio can get vaccinated. Officials in Kentucky and West Virginia have not released plans to vaccinate inmates yet. When a decision is made, Kentucky jailer Stephen Harmon is hoping the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be the one for them.
It's a one-shot system. Oftentimes, folks that are in custody, unless they're a state or federal inmate, you may not have them in 21 days. And a lot of times, getting information to them once they've left is difficult.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Alana Watson.
The Ohio Valley Resource has support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.